USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweets in capital letters, veto, exclamation point, after 12 Republicans turn on him in the Senate. The vote 59-41 to repeal President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border, with Utah's Mitt Romney and Florida's Marco Rubio voting against the president along with 10 other Republicans. USA Radio's John Clemens with the latest.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells us, wall or not, he's concerned over what we know is already coming over the border.
There's not only economic migrants coming across the border, but women and children being trafficked for sex and for involuntary servitude, as well as drugs, which contributed to the death of more than 70,000 Americans last year who lost their life to drug overdose.
Taking a look at Wall Street, the Dow up 7 points, the NASDAQ down 12.5, and the S&P 500 down 2 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC 32.
The sound of air raid sirens going off in Israel after rockets fired at the populated city of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military believes the Iron Dome air defense system may have intercepted at least one rocket fired from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas terrorists. No one hurt. The Trump administration continuing to work on a trade deal with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump is welcoming the Irish Prime Minister for St. Patrick's Day festivities to the White House. The president was then asked by reporters to update us on the situation between a trade deal between the United States and China.
We're moving along at a very high level. We're getting what we have to get, and I think we're getting it relatively quickly. So the China talks are moving along as to whether or not we'll strike a final deal. That I would never want to say, but they're moving along very well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's an old issue from back in 2016, but Democrats continue to press for President Trump's tax returns. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin suggesting he would protect the president's privacy if he was to receive a request from House Democrats for the president's tax returns. At a House Ways and Means Committee hearing, Mnuchin was asked whether he would meet the request for the returns expected to be sent by the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who's hoping they might shed light on the president's financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest.
I will consult with the legal department within Treasury, and I will follow the law.
After two crashes in less than 6 months, President Trump issues an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 planes until they're inspected and investigators get to the bottom of the Ethiopian Airlines crash. 157 people killed Sunday. Now, last year in October, Lion Air Flight 610 crashing in Indonesia, same Boeing model, 189 people killed. Trump telling reporters the safety of the American people, of all people, is our paramount concern. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praising President Trump's decision.
The fact that so many countries had already made their decision, again, just because we would ask for it doesn't mean it would happen, so I was pleased that the president made the decision that he made.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.